SATS only version. In this version, everybody else's comments are eliminated or summarized as much as possible. USA Chat, August 2nd, 2022. Everybody remains silent until SAT joins the meeting. Farnoz thanks SAT for her presence and her time, and SAT invites everybody to share their experiences and ask questions. Mandana talks about a recent experience and how she was able to stop negative thoughts, and then she continues.
This journey has been a very humbling experience because all the worldly knowledge and skills that we learn are useless. This has really brought me down to my knees so many times, and I'm still taking baby steps. I just wanted to share that with everybody. Thank you.
That's beautiful. That's beautiful to get it in a short time and be able to see, like you were saying, that worldly knowledge is important unless there is use for a specific thing and then let go of.
Nasreen shares a recent experience, and she also asks, when we ask our inner self for direction, but we hear the answer from an outside source, from an audio, from a DVD, from something immediately, is that also the conscious voice, in her own words?
Is that considered a conscious voice if I really get my answer right away from one of the audios or something? Is that something that I really trusted and that's why I hear that answer, Satchu?
Yes, you trust it, and I would call that grace. Conscious voice is grace, whether it's within or without. And when you're open to it and you rely on it and you want it to guide your life, you become very conscious of it. Where another person could send a prayer and say, God, I want this answer or this dissolve. And even if it happens and they do get the answer, they might not even remember their prayer. So it's the openness that we have, and it's the grace that showers it. And you can call it conscious voice, is also grace, but in the form that you're getting is grace.
Bauer says that she recently spent some time with Sat and Sat's grandchildren, and how Sat interacts with her grandchildren is very inspiring for her, and she tries to bring that home and do the same. Sat says,
well, thank you. I'm glad you're noticing and you are being inspired by it and also passing it to someone else.
Sajid, I had a small experience last night that I wanted to share with you. I was having some trouble sleeping last night, and at night when I have trouble sleeping, it's the hardest for me to stay. I don't know why. I could stop 100 times and my mind will go 100 times, and like that bird getting out of its nest a lot over and over. And so I went to the couch and I put on some candles, and for some reason I imagined that you were with me, and I just pictured you putting your hand on my head, on my forehead. And as soon as you did this, I could feel your hand, and it was like sturdy and stable, and it held it really firmly. And a moment later, the thoughts became more of that like pulse that you were describing last week, they had no color, and then everything just went so quiet and so still, and there was so much clarity and oneness, and it was firm. It was just sitting there. It wasn't going to break. And I just stayed like that for a while, and then I eventually fell asleep, but it was so cool to like have you with me doing that, and I wanted to share it. So thank you.
Thank you for sharing. That's another example of grace.
I have a question. I have been reading and then contemplating on the fact that the creation is complete, perfect, peaceful, and harmonious. On the other hand, the world is kind of chaotic and unorganized. The main function of our mind is to allow us to gather knowledge and wisdom, but our mind is also the source of duality, and it's also the creator of ego. Is that correct?
Ego is mind. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're one and the same.
Why does the unconscious mind exist, and what's the source of that unconscious mind? And the source of the duality.
Mm-hmm. Well, I can only tell you about my own realization. Most Precious talks about when it was asked, I asked, why creation? Why are we here? The answer was something like that, you're neither here nor there. The source of manifestation is the reality. Now, why did the duality started? Honestly, God, I pondered throughout my life and I cannot give you an answer. The only thing I can say that would release us to even have answer is that what we think ourselves to be, in reality it isn't. And once we sit on the ground of reality, which is the silence and the home, the manifestation no longer exists for us. And even when the five senses see it, hear it, touch it, taste it, it's not going to be the same grossity to it. It's not the same quality anymore. But to say why perfection allowed the imperfection to be on the surface of the water, I couldn't answer you. At least now I don't know. But then again, when the Maya becomes more unreal for us, then it swallows this question. It has for me. I mean, I don't question it anymore, nor do I want to find out, because I did that for years. Now, transcending it is the way to go. It would be like you being, I've given this example many, many times before. By doing that, you're getting nourished from the roots, from the seed, rather than finding out why the leaves look the way they look, or the fruit is not as sweet as it should be. Why is one fruit sweeter than the other, or juicier than the other? So the tree is the manifestation of that seed. Pondering a little bit about it, what happens to you that you decide to leave all of that and go back to staying unmoved by the duality as much as you can?
Thank you.
Yeah, definitely.
May I ask one more question?
Sure, that's why we are here.
I kept noticing that love is God, and it's actually my understanding that I want to explain, and I'd like you to say if I'm correct or not. So what I was thinking is that since our mind is responsible for creating the curiosity and gathering all the wisdom, until it's without love and passion for discovering the truth about ourselves, the wisdom remains unmoved. And love is what is causing the movement and puts the wisdom into good use. Is that
That's right.
good understanding?
That's right. Yes, it is. Yes, it is. And before the love even comes, there is a hardship that creates an interest, and the interest finds first is interest, not in all cases, I'm just saying the ones I've seen, there becomes an interest to release oneself of pain. And then when the release is offered to us, turns to love. And the love, searches for true freedom, which is the wisdom. And they go hand in hand. They are like two wings of a bird. And lucky those that when their interest comes, it turns to love, because interest alone without love doesn't last too long. It goes to another interest, another place, another situation.
Thank you.
Tamina says that Sat's answer to Mandana really touched her heart, and she expresses her love and devotion to Sat. And Sat says,
Thank you. Yes, it's hard. The reason that we enjoy each other's talk, or you guys say that when we hear you talk, we enjoyed it, because it's heart to heart. There is no self there to try to preserve itself or say something that is attractive, or it is a naked truth that goes from one heart to the heart that is open to receive it. It's really God talking to God, because it has no fragrance of the world in it. So yes, we all have our heart open to receive this, including myself, because I just come on the phone just as naked as you guys come. We're all open to receive the wisdom, the love, and the grace.
Sabita says hi, and she explains an experience she had. And then she has another comment as follows.
I was watching this documentary, and they were talking about how the people who live in the deserts in Sudan, how these people are so happy, they are so grateful, and these people have nothing. They even, a lot of times, they don't even have food, but they're just happy and grateful people. Then I thought, you know, somewhere along the line, I learned in the society, by our culture, to just see lack and imperfection, because people who actually don't have anything don't see it.
Yeah, the simplicity. Any time that you are in a tribe or a place that is away from civilization and there is a simplicity, it means that their mind is simple. That means the mind did not have all these ideas that was happening around them. It is really fortunate to be born in a place of simplicity. But because we were not, we were born in big cities and lots of people and lots of learning, we're going back to it. So they have nothing on us because we are also trying to be simple. And simplicity is, your food intake is simplicity. Not making fuss about things is simplicity. Simplifying activities is simplicity. Not going with complex thoughts is simplicity. Making a point without going too much, using too many words is simplicity. Like Saint Francis said, simple joys are holy. And millions and trillions of money is spent for people to go on an extravaganza type of a trip to have joy, right? And for the people that you are saying, just being in a desert is joyful. So again, we go back to what Mandana and you were saying, and somebody else was saying, the less you know, the more you are. Well, that was good. The less you know, the more you are, means I am.
Ida says hi, and she says that she misses Sat a lot, and then she asks her question.
When you were talking to Mandana and you were saying how manifestation no longer exists for us and how Maya becomes more unreal, lately I really feel like I kind of live in a different vortex. I feel like the grace makes things work out that seem really unlikely that they would work out, or it's different rules. The same rules in the normal, ordinary, things are not the same anymore. Like, things just work out in this whole other way. And I'm just wondering, is that because of what you say, how like manifestation is starting to no longer exist? So it's same rules and like all of these different things I feel don't apply so much for my life anymore.
We are just not the same anymore. It's a million different wisdom that has chiseled this mount of wrongness away. And of course, every piece of that rock that falls, there is a replacement, is a space, if I can give you that example. And what is a space is a subtle, much subtler than a rock. So we were like rock, like who I am not, article talks about it. Who has the article, who I am not, readily available, that can read and we can finish our meeting with it?
Bauer says that she can read the article. Sat waits to see if anybody else has any questions, and then Bahar reads the article, Who I Am Not.
Who I Am Not. They told me I was born on such and such date. I believe them. They told me this is your mother and that is your father. I believe them. They told me I am a girl and girls do this and they don't do that. I believe them. They told me being naked was shameful, and I believe them. They told me wear this, or you will catch a cold. I believe them. They told me a woman gets married, and this is only right and proper. I believe them. They told me to be strong, and I believe them. And as I believed, I hardened into a rock. My beliefs made me concrete. They told me that fire burns and you can't go through walls. I harden some more. They told me this is good and that is bad. I believe them. They told me the world is flat and they told me it is round. They told me cancer kills, but flu does not. They told me time exists, that the future is important. Education is the means, and money is survival. I believe them. They told me death is bad, and being born is good. Bad people are dangerous, and good people are to seek after. I believe them all. But why, with all of these directions, did I feel worse and worse? How can you limit the unlimited and make it feel better? How can you put the infinite into the finite and think that you are reaching the truth? My beliefs became chains upon my soul. I undressed shamelessly, dropping the veil. I broke the statue that was made out of my beliefs. I spat at their goodness. I turned my back to all their ways, and I vanished from the make-believe state. Every morsel of their beliefs I swallowed until I could take no more. So one by one we became a fool. Nobody ever questioned or admitted that their beliefs were someone else's beliefs or hearsay. No one really explored what was truly real, so this world became the products of beliefs without any base to stand on. A baby grows up with layers of beliefs, not living, but being a puppet of fear, shame, hesitation, and that was good. Well, I say I have no use for all that I have ever learned thus far. To me, they are infested with the unreal. Victims of our own beliefs, all swimming in the ocean of falsehood, most don't even know it. The unlimited, the absolute, looking as confined as a rock. What a joke. We pay to buy the falsehood, worldly knowledge. We become a bundle of desires, a slave to our beliefs. We desire to be good, wealthy, healthy, and ever young. Yet all along, we were perfection. We had abundance. We were never born, so health was not even an issue. Unlimited, timeless, absolute, acting bounded. Now this is absurd. July 20th, 1999.
Thank you, Baharjan. That's your answer, little flower. That spitting out the beliefs leaves room for grace. Namaste to all of you.